Good morning. It is July 10th, 2015. The time is 06:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Friday morning, having the first cup of coffee out here on the screened-in porch. And got a little news item that I came across yesterday to talk about this morning, and that is an event. I'm sort of a space junkie, so this really has me geared up here, coming across it, because it's probably an event that will probably be overlooked by a lot of people, but I would consider it one of the most dramatic space events of this year, 2015, and that is something to do with our planet that we call Pluto. And yes, I call it a planet. I know it's been categorized as a dwarf planet. It's still my planet, Pluto, and I love planet Pluto. I do love Pluto. Even more so now, because now Pluto has a heart, and it's showing its heart as a spacecraft, a New Horizons spacecraft that was launched almost 9.5 years ago, to make its 3 billion mile travel to that planet. And Pluto almost seems like it knows we're coming, because there's a heart on the surface. And the audio art that I attached to this particular audio shows the heart outlined. And I do love Pluto. It's one of my favorite planets, one of those overlooked planets. But we're going to get a chance to see it up close and personal next week with the spacecraft New Horizon. And it'll give NASA scientists a first look at this so-called famous dwarf planet, which I am calling a really cool planet. Literally cool, actually, where you look where it sits in the solar system. But for a lot of us, it'll be the first time we've seen this planet that has been unvisited or explored, and for most of it, it's probably going to be the last time we see that. But next week, next Tuesday to rise, but it's on Wednesday when we get to see the photographs, because a round-trip communication from Earth to the spacecraft New Horizon and back takes 9.5 hours for that two-way communication to take place. And the spacecraft itself, it has to hit a location where it's going to be taking the up and close photographs. It has to hit a window of 60 miles by 90 miles. And that's like hitting the freaking grain of a sand when you give the vastness of space. But it's going to be interesting. But next week, the spacecraft, when it passes, is going to just be 7,750 miles away. And the photos that are going to be taken are going to be mind-blowing, because we've never, you know, we've gotten photographs from, what, the Hubble spacecraft. But to have a spacecraft right there, right next to it, and I think that is pretty cool. But the spacecraft, having launched back in 2006, making its 3 billion mile journey, it's quite some feat. And I'm very excited about it. I'll be keeping tabs on it next week, because like I said, I am a space junkie, and I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. And it's just mind-boggling to be able to get the technology that we have, and the trip is going to culminate next week with actual photographs. It's very exciting. We've had a lot of exciting space events here in the past, but this has to be it's sort of like when we first landed on Mars with the Voyager back in the 70s and getting those first photographs. Or was there one before that? I don't know. I'd have to look at the timeline, but it's going to be a first. And given this overlooked planet, and most will call it the dwarf planet, I do call it a planet. And I say, name all the dwarf planets, regular planets. scientists they categorize, but it's going to be interesting. I just think it's interesting with the picture there with the heart. That is very, very interesting. What's causing that? Will the photographs next week give us any information on what will happen? So it's just great to see that we a planet having personality, and Pluto, that little planet in our solar system, is showing it by showing its heart. That's great. And that's about all I have. Any new news? Probably I'll be doing audio and maybe even given the time next week, a Periscope concerning it. But I will definitely be keeping tabs on this particular event, the dramatic space event of 2015. That's all I have for this morning. Getting ready for going to the day job on this Friday. Hopefully it's not as humid as yesterday. But you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble of a planet we call Earth. You live life, have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.